Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. Dr. Vin Stepanidis is a professor of archaeology in the College of Arts and Sciences. 2 years ago, he was elected secretary of the Carolina's faculty. In that role, he sets the agenda for the meetings of the 90-member faculty council and makes sure the meetings stay on schedule.
The chair and secretary are the only two faculty-wide elected offices at UNC.
One way to describe what we do is by analogy. So if faculty governance at UNC were the Starship Enterprise, the chair of the faculty would be Captain Kirk. And my role as secretary is like Scotty. I keep the wheels of faculty governance turning. I make sure that the enterprise moves and does what it's supposed to do. I'm responsible for the elections. I'm responsible for faculty council and the agenda that the faculty council takes up each month. And so all the logistics of faculty governance are things that I'm responsible for. Faculty governance involves many, many faculty, about 300 faculty. About 10% of the faculty at UNC are involved in some way at any given time in faculty governance. There are many, many committees, some of which are elected, some of which are appointed. And the main legislative body for the faculty is called Faculty Council. At other universities, it's often called the Faculty Senate. The faculty marshal that leads the faculty into commencement and other university ceremonies is an appointed office. And the faculty athletics representative for the NCAA is an appointed office. The chair of the faculty is directly elected by the faculty. The secretary of the faculty, which is my role, I'm elected by faculty council. And those faculty council members are elected by the faculty. We have an agenda committee that meets about a week before faculty council. We talk about what the issues should be that are brought up. And then I put together the agenda, and the meeting is based on that. We've had a lot of big issues in recent months, but we stick to a pretty tight schedule. So faculty council meets once a month during the regular school year, and we meet from 3 to 5 on Friday afternoon, and we do our business in 2 hours. Much of the challenge in putting together the agenda is figuring out how to structure things so that we can get the important things done in 2 hours. And then in my role as parliamentarian during the meetings, the key is to get 90 members of faculty council through what are often complicated issues in a relatively short amount of time. We've had a lot of contentious issues of late, and faculty come in concerned that we handle these issues in the right way. There's often debate. We've had some really interesting debates about resolutions that were passed recently with many amendments coming from the floor. But in the end, I think we do a pretty good job of coming to a reasonable consensus.
Dr. Stepanidis recently presided over debates that eventually changed the direction of what has been known as the General College at UNC.
So a great example of how faculty governance works is the way we passed the new general education curriculum, which came through faculty council last April. Essentially, this is a new curriculum that replaces the general education curriculum that UNC has had for the past 13 years, and it's really designed to prepare students for the 21st century. It started in committee. The dean, 3 years ago, appointed a committee to figure out what a new general education curriculum should look like. That committee worked for 3 years, having town hall meetings, meeting as a committee, getting input from many different directions, and came up with a proposal. These proposals were brought to faculty council at various times, and the committee got feedback, and it went back and forth. There was debate. It went back to committee. It came back to faculty council in April, and it passed overwhelmingly. And it's a great example of the kind of collaborative and iterative process where things are worked out in committee, but then ultimately the faculty, through faculty council, through its legislative powers in faculty council, has the final say. And so educational policies is something that the faculty have a key role in setting, and faculty council is the place where that voice is heard and where those policies are set. Sometimes, for example, on matters of educational policy, faculty make the decisions. In other areas, other bodies, such as the university administration or the Board of Trustees or the Board of Governors, make the decision. But even in those cases, the faculty wants to make its voice heard. And so faculty council is one route by which that voice takes shape and is transmitted to the people who do make the decisions. It's not unusual for faculty to have opinions. It's not unusual for faculty to have disagreements among themselves and disagreements with people in the administration or outside the university. And that's not a bad thing. It's how we move forward. It's how new ideas come into practice. And so faculty often gravitate to that field of endeavor simply because of the freedom that they have to think, to express their views, and to engage in debates.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.